Case 15, Book of Equanimity, Shoyuroku. Yangshan plants his hoe. Attention! Guishan asked Yangshan, "Where are you coming from?" Yangshan said, "From the fields." Guishan said, "How many people are there in the fields?" Yangshan planted his hoe in the ground, clasped his hands, and stood there. Guishan said, "On the south mountain, there are a lot of people cutting thatch." Yangshan took up his hoe and left. Guishan and Yangshan. Guishan and Yangshan are, in Chinese, it's my poor pronunciation of the Chinese, but in Japanese it's Isan and Kyozan. Isan and Kyozan are considered the founders of one of the schools of Zen in China. It's the Ikkyo school, or Ikkyo school, made up of their names, I and Kyo, the first character of each of their names. And this is one of the five schools of Buddhism in China, of Zen, I should say, not of Buddhism, of Chan Buddhism. Or Zen Buddhism in China. Another school, the Cao Tung school or Soto school, is also, the name is made up of the two names. In the case of the Soto school, it's made up of, well, there's controversy of which, what the names come from. The So, it is often said to come from the second ancestor, Sozan, and the first is Tozan. So it's, but there are also some who say, in Dogen among them, who mentions, and Maizumi Roshi used to say this often, that the So actually, or the Cao, is the name, is from the name of the sixth ancestor, who's Soke, and the toe is from Tozan, so it's the So toe, that one. In any case, this is a school that lasted several generations, the Ikkyo school in China, and then at some point, late in the Tang dynasty, it more or less died out. Died out in the sense that there were no successes. So its traditions are incorporated in Chan and Zen Buddhism, but there's no lineage that continues it. There have been attempts to revive it in current times. Do you come from? Where did you come from? Some of you might remember we've had a similar starting question several cases back in case 12, where Ditong or Jizo asked the same question. Where do you come from? This is a often used opening in Zen tradition to open a dialogue, and also to allow the clarification of the fundamental point of practice. Where do you come from? Where do you come from right now? Where do you come from? It's not just in Zen traditions and other, or Buddhist traditions. There's other traditions where similar questions are asked. In Jewish tradition, there's you ask, Me'ayinatabo, where do you come from? One of the important three questions. Me'ayinatabo, where do you come from? Where do, right now, are you coming from? This is the fundamental point of discovering what is right now arising here, now. In fact, if some of you might remember that the sixth ancestor also poses this in a slightly different way. What is your original face before your parents were born? Where are you coming from? This is what, how, where, this moment, where does, do you come from? The comment on the case, the capping phrase is, it's not that he doesn't know where he's coming from. So what is the dialogue here going on? We could say the dance between teacher and disciple, or as they say, father and son. Where are you coming from? Where does this moment come from? How do we be coming from this moment, this life, right here, right now? So, Yangshan responds, from the fields. Is he responding to that in an appropriate way, or is he showing the other side of, in a sense, we could say, the absolute and relative, if we want to use such terms, or we could say sudden realization and gradual cultivation. That's, in a sense, what a highlight of the Ikkyo school was. They both emphasized sudden awakening and gradual cultivation. Both of these. Sometimes on one side, sometimes on the other. In a way, this is always our life. The interpenetration of these two is really what maturing in practice is. So, Guishan, Ikkyo, then asks, how many people were there in the fields? Nice comment on this. Just two, father and son. How many people? How do you handle the differences of different people, different circumstances? Fields of rice, fields of corn, fields of tea, riding a bicycle, driving a car, walking down the street, cooking food and cleaning up, digging in the fields, carrying in the produce. Yangshan's response, Yangshan plants his hoe in the ground, clasped his hands, and stood there. Right there. How does that answer how many people are there in the fields? Look closely. Does it answer it? Or is it the other side of the coin? Right here, right now. Guishan's comment then. On the South Mountain, there are lots of people cutting the thatch. Again, one side, the other side. Yangshan took up his hoe and went. Very nice. How do we take care of both sides of the nature of the universe that we are, the nature of this life that we are. In both the absolute and the relative, if I use such words. Though we can say, can't be anywhere else, above the heavens, below the earth, right here, right now. And yet, we have to be able to pick up the right sponge for the dish, and then change sponges for the pot. Use the circumstances and the appropriate response, being present right here, right now. Whatever the self-centered dream entanglement that arises, respond accordingly. Life as it is exactly our opportunity. And it's always our opportunity, yet it calls for both the absolute truth of being right here, and yet responding exactly according to the circumstances, so that we're not off somewhere else, and we're doing in accord with what's needed. This is the whole of our practice, not being blinded and not being entangled. So we have to see what's called for, and at the same time, not entangling in our story, dream, likes and dislikes, therefore, thereby, which blinds us to being right here, being attention right here. And yet we have to take care of. If someone's wet, pull out the towel. Oh, well, I can't use that towel. I have to use that other towel. What about that towel? I don't know if I should give it to them. What if they take it away? Pull out the towel and dry them. Help them dry themselves. Take care of this moment is exactly the interpenetration without being blinded by likes and dislikes, mine and not mine, wanting and not wanting, should have, could have. Otherwise, we miss the plants that are growing right in front of us. What you do for tomatoes, you don't do for potatoes. Otherwise, both your potatoes and your tomatoes will be a mess. So please take care of your tomatoes, your potatoes, those who live with you, those who you meet in the supermarket, how you wake up in the morning, what you do in the bank, don't do at the supermarket, what you do at the supermarket, don't do when in your garden. Thank you.